Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today I continue my practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 35 today as we turn to verses 8 and through 10. The offering of the just enriches the altar, a sweet odor before the Most High. The sacrifice of the just is accepted, never to be forgotten. With a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord, and do not spare your free will gifts. The offering of the just enriches the altar because it comes from a place of true love and devotion. When the just offer something to God, whether it be their treasure, time, or talents, they do so with pure intentions and a selfless heart. This act of giving not only enriches the physical altar, but it also enriches the spiritual connection between the giver and God. The offering of the just is just like a sweet odor before the Most High, because it is a pleasing and acceptable sacrifice. Just as a sweet fragrance can fill a room and bring joy to those who smell it, the offering of the just brings joy and delight to God and all those associated with their place of worship. It is a sign of faith and obedience, and it shows that the giver truly loves and reveres the Lord. The sacrifice of the just is accepted and never forgotten because it is a true act of devotion and love. God sees the sacrifice of the just and remembers it always, never letting it fade from his memory. The just are rewarded for their sacrifice both in this life and in the next, as God is always faithful to those who serve him with a pure heart. Charity is another word for offerings to God, for it is another way in which the just can enrich the altar and please the Most High. When we give to others, especially when it hurts or requires sacrifice on our part, we are showing the face of Jesus to those in need. Jesus himself taught us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to give to those who are less fortunate. When we practice charity in this way, we are following in the footsteps of Christ and embodying his love and compassion. In conclusion, the offering of the just enriches the altar and pleases the Most High because it is a true act of devotion and love. Through sacrifice and charity, the just can show the face of Jesus in the world and bring joy and delight to God. Let us strive to be like the just and offer ourselves to God in love and service, knowing that our sacrifices are accepted and never forgotten. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany, in Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 35. As we turn to chapter 35 today, and our verses of our practice are in 8 through 10, we've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, The Sacrifice of the Just. The altar stands in quiet grace, enriched by offerings of the just. A sweet aroma fills the space, a pleasing scent before the Most High's trust. The sacrifice of the righteous few, accepted by the heavens above, their deeds remembered forever true, their hearts filled with endless love. Their gifts of kindness and of light illuminate the altar's flame, a beacon in the darkest night, a symbol of their noble aim. So let us strive to be like them, to offer all we have and more, for in the eyes of the Most High, the sacrifice of the just will soar. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 18th, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us. Across the world on UniversalUtterings.com, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today at 6:09, in the name of Jesus. Time, treasure, talent, time, treasure. However you want to put it, that is your call today. To give in charity as the face of Jesus. Amen. And we close in His name. Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, my love. I love you. God bless you. Always.